Does the department keep a track of any kind of a record of how many snow days school districts throughout the state of Missouri rack up in the winter, or how many school districts might have to extend their school year because of snow days?
We have, through communications with districts when they call in and ask questions in regards to how they're going to make them up, but the official record actually comes at the end of the year when they report their data to us, and the calendars and how many days that they went and how many days they were forgiven. The way we would know now is just through reporting of districts, you know, that would call in and say, we've missed so many days, you know, what's the process of going through and making those days up?
Well, what is the process of making, what are their options to make up days?
Well, it used to be, you know, that when you'd had a big snowstorm come through or whatever, there was a kind of years there where they had special legislation to deal with certain parts of the state where schools had missed a lot. Well, 5 or 6 years ago, the legislature said, well, why don't we just have a process? Why, instead of having special legislation, just have legislation that would be on the books and would take care of it on a year-to-year basis. And so what school districts are required to do, they're required to have 6 snow makeup days in their calendar. And when they miss days due to inclement weather, they have to make up the first 6, and then they have to make up half of the next 8 to a maximum of 10 days that they have to make up. So if a school district, let's say, missed 27 days, and we have had reports of school districts missing as many as 27 days, if a school district misses 27 days, the max they're required to make up by law is 10.
The max that they're required to make up, but they can voluntarily make up more if they choose to.
Yeah, the local school district option, the law says that they don't have to make them up. Certainly by local option, they could make them all up if they so chose.
But you say some school districts have as many as 27 days?
There's one school district I know that called in that, you know, they were talking that they had missed as many as 27 days.
Well, it must be a rural district where none of the roads were open.
It's a rural district, and it's kind of in a kind of a mountainous type hilly area, and they just happened to be like the first snow that came through here kind of went south of us, and they got like about 14 inches where we got basically kind of a dusting here.
Do you know off the top of your head which district that is?
Yeah, it's Arcadia Valley, I think. It's Valley of Caledonia. Okay. Valley of Caledonia, yeah.
Okay.
It's down there, you know, south of Potosi there.
Sure. What does the department have any concerns, though, that even if they make up 10 days and they still have several more, that in some way or another this harms the education that children can get in a school year?
Certainly, if you miss a lot of days of school, and that's, it's a concern of superintendents that call in, you know, that they're certainly concerned about being correct in the process of making those days up. But certainly a concern they have is when you miss, let's say, 20 days of school and you make up 10, you still have 10 days there where, you know, instruction, there's, you know, the students are missing the instruction. And so that certainly is a concern. It's a concern with the school districts that they share as well.
Well, can you give me an idea of what kind of pressure superintendents face in making these decisions, not just in the days of instruction, but I suspect that there are some external issues that have to go into making decisions on how long the school year is going to go and some things like that? Or what kind of considerations do they have to make?
Well, certainly, you know, there's a lot of school districts, and that's some of the things that schools have indicated as an issue, is a lot of school districts have summer school. And so when you add the days a lot, and when you miss a lot of the snow makeup days are added on at the end of school. So it extends the school year. And so when you extend the school year at the end, then they're butting right up against summer school. And so those are some issues as well.
I suppose it could get into some of the continuing education plans that teachers have during the summer when they go to summer school themselves.
Certainly you have that. You certainly have, you know, the teachers, you know, have college classes sometimes that they have to take, and I know summer schedules take over, and it is, there's a lot of things when you know, because like I said, you usually put those makeup days on at the end, and it can extend into well into the summer.
Is there a, I don't want to say penalty, but is there a financial cost to deciding not to make up some snow days based on the school foundation formula and attendance records and things like that?
No, that's always a concern, Bob, but the way the average daily attendance is calculated, a shorter school year or an extended school year does not impact the state aid, because what ends up happening is when you have days forgiven, there's going to be fewer total student hours, but then the divisor, the total hours that the district is in session, is going to be reduced as well, so it becomes a wash. So from a financial impact, it's not going to impact the districts to have less days.
I was looking at a story a few days ago out of Arkansas that the State Board of Education handles requests down there from school districts that want to shorten the school year because of excessive school closing days in the wintertime. Does the State Board of Education here have any authority to do anything, or is it out of the picture?
The as far as inclement weather, that's usually not the case. What can happen is there is statutory language that allows the Commissioner of Education to forgive days, like, for example, a fire occurs and the school is damaged to the point where they have to be relocated and they miss time. The Commissioner of Education can forgive those days. But as far as inclement weather, usually, you know, that's taken into consideration. The inclement weather is provided in this bill.
Is there anything that parents should know at this stage of the game as school districts take a look at this situation, decide what to do? Should they be making any preparations or preparing the kids or anything?
Well, I would think that as far as the parents, I think the cases that I'm aware of, most of the school districts have been very diligent in providing information to the parents in regards to what the plans are, you know, what the makeup days are, what they're going to be required to make up. And so I think that the school districts have been very good at communicating that.
Is there a different kind of pressure in tourism areas that a lot of these days not be made up because tourism season starts and they need these kids to work in some part-time tourism jobs? Is that a factor?
Well, you know, I don't know as far as the, you know, how, you know, those are taken into consideration. It would just be speculation on my part. I'm not real sure, you know, what the pressures are down in those areas, like, say, maybe like the Ozarks or Branson or whatever.
Yeah, okay. Anything else that you folks have to deal with on this issue, or have we covered the waterfront pretty well?
Well, I think, pretty much. I mean, what we have here is, you know, we provide the guidance and answer any questions in regards to the statute, and then we check the calendars as they come in to see that the districts are in compliance.
Statute has worked pretty well since it was passed, you think?
It has. I mean, before, like I said, you know, what was before is if a big snowstorm came through Springfield and the schools down there missed a week, then there'd be special legislation to allow for forgiveness, and it's helped, you know, that there's something that's there on a yearly basis that school districts can rely on.